Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're listening to music from Joe Johnston films. And the reason we're doing that is that Joe Johnston's newest film, Captain America, The First Avengers, coming out shortly, featuring original music by Alan Silvestri. And we're going to have that score for you during this hour. Also coming up this hour is music from Hidalgo and The Wolfman, composed by James Newton Howard and Danny Elfman, respectively. So up first is music from Hidalgo. The film was released in 2004 and is based on the legend of the American distance rider Frank Hopkins and his Mustang Hidalgo, and recounts Hopkins racing his horse in Arabia in 1891. Film stars Viggo Mortensen and Omar Sharif. It's a great movie, actually, and it does take its liberties with the facts, but you know what? It's a fantastic film featuring some breathtaking cinematography and action sequences as well. And we'll talk about the last 10 minutes in just a few seconds. Now, during this time, composer James Newton Howard, I thought, was having a bit of a rough time. I was disappointed with his efforts to Peter Pan and Dreamcatcher, although I've warmed up a little bit more to Peter Pan, not so much to Dreamcatcher. But James Newton Howard in 2004, I think, really came back into the form that we all know and love, with this incredible adventure score. And it has everything in it that I love, from Waterworld, The Postman, and Dinosaur, which has this wonderful sense of adventure, long lyrical themes, features a beautiful recording again by Sean Murphy. He comes up a lot on this show, doesn't he? And it's actually, he's an engineer that I like to pan when he's really bad, but when he's good, he's really one of the best. The score also features hints of Jerry Goldsmith's The Wind, the Lion, and The Mummy, but that seems appropriate for this type of film and style of score. Now, when I saw the film for the first time, I have to say that the final 10 minutes, and here we get to that final 10 minutes I was alluding to earlier, it really took my breath away. I had a lump in my throat once the track, the final three, begins in the film. And it goes all the way through the last three tracks on the album into this final sweeping frame with the track Let 'Em Buck playing in the background, where Hidalgo is let free to run alongside his fellow horses. It may seem cheesy, but it just is cinematic magic, and I was in tears by the end of this film, and that's half Joe Johnston's wonderful work as a director, Viggo Mortensen's wonderful portrayal as Frank Hopkins in the film, and James Newton Howard's breathtaking music. And now, I'm very pleased to present music from one of my favorite James Newton Howard scores, from the 2004 film Hidalgo.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Hidalgo, with original score composed by James Newton Howard, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Hollywood Records. And any of you that have this album, or actually if you're planning on buying this album, just go take a look at the cover on Amazon.com or wherever you're going to buy it. It's truly one of the worst album covers of all time. It's quite hideous. There's just no creativity to it whatsoever. Here's Viggo's face, and let's splatter the name of the film right on top of his forehead. It's horrible. Anyway, just get that image out of your mind, and I hope you enjoyed the music, because James Newton Howard's score to Hidalgo is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And with that, we're just going to take a break, and we'll be back with more music from the films of Joe Johnston.
This is Cinematic Sound on Demand.
Welcome back to the program. We now skip ahead 6 years from Hidalgo. Joe Johnston took some sort of leave from films and came back in 2010 with his remake of the 1941 classic, The Wolfman. And in this film, The Wolfman is played by Benicio del Toro. And the film also co-stars Anthony Hopkins. The makeup and special effects in this film are the film's highlights. The story is not so good. The pacing is ridiculous. But then again, this film was in production hell for a very, very, very long time. During the production of the film itself, its release date was postponed several times. We didn't know when this was coming out. And neither did composer Danny Elfman. Now, Danny Elfman, what he wrote for this film was a very dark, melodic, moody score with a few moments of action. It's heavily influenced by Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was written by Wojciech Kilar. But besides that, the score is a very fine gothic score. But during the production, especially in post-production, the film was edited so heavily, and I think about 30 minutes of the film was cut down, that Elfman's score was starting to run wall to wall. Like, from beginning to end, it was just music, 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 music. And so Johnston wanted Elfman to come back and kind of fix things up, but he was contractually obligated to work with Tim Burton on Alice in Wonderland. So news came out that Elfman's score was completely rejected, and Johnston had to bring in a replacement composer, Paul Haslinger, who wrote a score very quickly, and there was extensive reshoots and new scenes and whatever, so Elfman's score probably wouldn't have worked in, or would have been hacked up to pieces. So Haslinger wrote more of a contemporary score, more electronically driven. But then when the date of the film's release was pushed back even further, Haslinger's music was taken out, and Johnston was able to put Elfman's music back in. And some of the music was bridged and pieced together with additional music from Edward Schirmer and orchestrator and composer Conrad Pope. So eventually, with the film's date being pushed back, most of Elfman's score was left in the picture, and an album was released, so thank goodness for that. Elfman's score is fantastic. For me, I've only seen the film once, but I thought the music worked well in the movie, and I like the album a lot. As I said, it's a fine gothic score. It's lyrical. Sure, the influences are apparent, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good music. And Elfman was on quite a tear in 2010. Alice in Wonderland actually made my top 10 of 2010, and for the longest time, The Wolfman was actually on my list as well, before it got pushed out as more scores throughout the year were being released. With that all out of the way, here is a few selections from Danny Elfman's score to The Wolfman. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to The Wolfman, with the original score composed by Danny Elfman, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Varese Saraband Records. When we return, we will have our cinematic sound premiere of music from Alan Silvestri's new score to Joe Johnston's new comic book film called Captain America, The First Avenger. I'll tell you a little bit about that score, my feelings about Alan Silvestri's music as well, when we return after the break.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the show as we're listening to music from the films of director Joe Johnston. We've come to the end of the program, and we have one more score to present for you, and that is music from the new comic book adaptation of the Marvel Comics graphic novel, Captain America, The First Avenger. The film stars Chris Evans as Captain America, and also co-stars Academy Award winner Tommy Lee Jones. Now, the premise of the film it basically takes place in 1942. The character Steve Rogers, played by Chris Evans, is deemed physically unfit to enlist in the U.S. Army and fight the Nazis in World War II, so he volunteers instead for Project Rebirth, a secret military operation where he's physically transformed into a super soldier dubbed Captain America. This is the newest film directed by Joe Johnston, and he has picked yet another new composer to work with, and this time it's Alan Silvestri, who is absolutely no stranger to epic action scores and the comic book genre. Just return to Judge Dredd and you'll hear what Alan Silvestri is capable of within this genre. Now, I've had the album for quite some time, and I'm going to try to be short about this, but I thought, you know, I might as well give my opinion on the album, and some people are interested in what I have to say, but we do want to get to the music as quick as possible, so I'll try to condense my feelings about this score into something shorter. I think there are really good bits in this score. The issue that I have with it, and I haven't seen the film, and my opinion might change when I see the film, and that's happened before, but just the album is too long. It's about 70 minutes in length, and it really at times does get repetitive. Silvestri does compose a new theme, and it's a patriotic theme, but for me, on its own, just really doesn't work for me. I can understand creating a patriotic, heroic theme for Captain America, but this one seems a bit goofy and doesn't get much development throughout the rest of the album. The theme to me seems to be a fragment of something bigger, but it doesn't really get going. The album takes about 6, 7, 8 tracks to really get going, and the bulk of the action cues are regulated to the end of the album. What Silvestri has composed seems to be bits and pieces from scores like Predator, Eraser, and Judge Dredd. However, in saying that, I have listened to this album quite a bit, and in preparing this show, and I really wanted to select the best of the best from this album, and I think what you're going to hear in this suite is really the best tracks from the score. And out of those highlights, there are a few tracks, two tracks in particular, that really stand out. One is a very short cue called Training the Super Soldiers, and it's a 1-minute cue that really blows pretty much everything else in this score out of the water, and I would have loved to hear more development of the theme that's present in this cue scattered throughout the rest of the score. Another standout, and there's tons of action though near the end of the album, but one that really stands out of all of what I think is rather generic Alan Silvestri action music is the cue Motorcycle Mayhem, and it's received quite a bit of praise since the first previews of Alan Silvestri's score were made available a few weeks ago. But once you get through the final playing time of the album, it's about 71 minutes in length with 26 tracks. All the action cues start sounding the same, and you almost want to start beating your head against the wall. So this is not what I was expecting to hear, and maybe that's my own fault. I had high expectations for this score, but I think those that are hardcore Alan Silvestri fans are really going to eat this one up, and I think those that want to hear just a pure orchestral score from a summer blockbuster are going to enjoy this, although there are electronic elements in this score anyway. But what I'm going to present for you right now is roughly a 15-minute suite that where I've been able to extract, I think, the true highlights of the score. And there are a few other tracks that that work alongside these cues as well, but I think this is the best of the best. And after you've heard this, then I honestly think you've heard everything that you need to hear from this score. But that's just my personal opinion, and take it as you will. Some are just going to think that this is the cat's meow, and others are going to feel the same way I do. I hope you enjoy the suite. With that, we come to the end of our Joe Johnston retrospective, and I think that you will agree with me that even though I'm not too fond of the Captain America score, but besides that, I don't think there has been a bad score written for a Joe Johnston film. And now, music from Captain America the First Avenger, music composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks, and we will see you next time.